Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I apologize. My name is Jessica. We're on a recorded line. What's your name?
My name is Jesus Acosta.
Oh, the phone cut out a bit. What was it?
Jesus Acosta.
Jesus, okay. Hi, Jesus, and would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Bear with me here. And just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you with a claim?
No, I don't.
Okay. And you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Right.
Okay. And then were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. I'm so sorry to hear. Did you ever have more than one diagnosis of non-Hodgkin, like where it came back?
No.
You went into remission and came back? No, okay. And what year were you diagnosed? Estimately,
I believe it was in 2014.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was your age at time of diagnosis?
I believe it was about 44.
44?
Yeah.
Okay. And where did you spray the Roundup? Was it at home or work or both?
It was in our residential area.
Okay. And were you the one that was spraying it?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so that would have been direct exposure. You personally sprayed. Was anyone else in the household also diagnosed with a lymphoma after using it?
No, it was just me. I was the only one handling it.
Okay. And then what city did you spray the product in? Or cities?
It was in Victorville, California.
Victorville. And then, what year did you estimately first started to use the product? This is just best to your knowledge.
What year was it?
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was 2007.
2007. Did you ever stop using it?
Yes, I did stop using it.
You did? Okay. What year was that?
Yeah, that was
roughly. What was it?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Oh, what year did you stop using it?
It was in 2014.
2014. So you roughly used it for 7 years total?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And then some of the questions here are a little bit repetitive, so I apologize in advance. Do you think you used Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then the phone you're speaking on, is it a smartphone or a landline?
A smartphone.
Okay. And then are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then I'm going to read through a list of illnesses here. Please just let me know, give me yes or no if you were ever diagnosed with any of these. Any HIV, AIDS, or organ transplants?
No, negative.
Autoimmune disease or Epstein-Barr?
No.
Hepatitis B or C?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis or lupus?
No.
Diabetes?
No.
Any other cancer that required chemo other than the non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
No, it was just that right there.
That one, okay. Any other, like, family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. And then next here, we'll go through the injured party information. So you said the diagnosis was non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Can you spell your first name for me?
Yes, it's Jesus.
Okay, and then your last name?
Acosta.
Acosta. Okay.
Yes.
Perfect, thank you. Do you have a suffix at all, like junior, senior, second, third?
No.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
And then are you currently married?
No.
Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
03/28/1970.
And again, it was 3/28/1970?
Correct.
Okay. And then what is your social?
I'm sorry, my question number?
Your social?
Yes, it's 564-435542.
And again, it was 564-435542?
Yes.
Okay. And then how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your cancer diagnosis? Was it from social media, TV, friends, family? TV, okay. Do you remember what year you saw it, estimately, best your knowledge?
You know what, I don't, it must have been sometime around, sometime in 2014, maybe?
2014, okay. And then what is your height?
My height is, I'm 5'11".
5'11", okay. And then your weight?
I'm about 250.
250, okay. And then what is your email address?
Email address is Jesse Acosta 60 at gmail.com.
And you said it was Jesse, like J-E-S-S-Y?
J-E-S-S-E.
Oh.
A-C-O-S-T-A 60 at gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Sorry about that.
That's fine.
And then the phone number you're speaking on, is that your cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay. And then next here we'll go through the Roundup usage information. And again, this is just best to your knowledge. Do you know how many times per month you were spraying the product, roughly?
Maybe like once a month.
Once a month?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you know how many months out of the year you were spraying?
For 12 months.
12 months. Okay. So it would have been 12 per year. And then let me times that by the 12 times 7 is 84. So 84 times roughly is the total exposure.
That's through the whole 7 years?
Yes.
Okay.
Does that sound accurate?
That sounds, I guess. I never really looked at it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it comes out that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, let's see here. Did you spray Roundup for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then you already gave, you gave me the start date roughly was in 2007. And then you stopped in 2014 roughly. Did you use any protective gear while applying Roundup? Like gloves, mask?
Whatever was recommended.
Was there any like mask or gloves or anything like that?
I would wear a 3M mask, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Because it was a pretty sharp smell there.
Mm-hmm. And then was it for like lawn care and maintenance?
It was a weed killer.
Were you spraying it on your lawn?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
My lawn, yeah.
Okay, sorry. And then as far as states you used the product in, was it just California?
Yes, it was just here.
Okay. And then you already told me it was residential exposure. You were spraying it yourself, so it would have been direct. Did you ever get your drinking water from a well?
No.
Okay. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And then next here, the product information. Do you know what type of Roundup was used, like concentrated or premix?
It was concentrated.
Okay. And do you remember where you were purchasing it, like Home Depot, Lowe's,
Yeah,
Ace's,
it
Walmart?
was Home Depot.
Home
It was
Depot.
Home Depot.
Okay. Do you have any receipts or old bottles still by chance? If not, no worries.
No, I don't.
No, okay. Have you ever
No,
been
I
a
never gave that up.
cigarette smoker?
I'm
Sorry.
sorry. I'm sorry. Have I ever been a cigarette smoker?
Yes, sorry.
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
Right now, no. I'm self-employed.
Okay. No worries. And did you lose any time from work due to like surgery or treatment?
Oh yeah, I was in the hospital for about 9 days, 8, 9 days.
8 or 9 days. Okay. And then have you ever been in the military?
No.
No. Okay. And then did you ever, or excuse me, have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or worker compensation claim or bankruptcy?
Disability or no.
No. Okay. And then other than minor traffic offenses like a parking ticket, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. If you don't mind me asking, do you remember what the crime was?
Yeah, it was smuggling illegals without proper documentation.
Without
Bringing
hiring
in
them? Is that what you said? Or bringing in?
It was bringing in an illegal without proper documentation.
Bringing in without.
Was
Okay, no worries. Without.
Roscoe, get inside the house. Get in the house.
Okay, and then next here, the medical information. Do you have a medical record to indicate the cancer diagnosis and type, at least with a doctor?
Not on me.
Would it be with a doctor, though? They have some sort of record?
I would say yes.
Okay. And then do you remember the diagnosing doctor's name?
Yes, it was Doctor Biswa or something like that. I forget. I forget her name.
Do you remember like the how to spell it? Anything like that?
That's right. It was kind of a weird name, and it was kind of weird. It was kind of weird to pronounce it also. Biswa or
Okay.
something like that. Oh, I can't remember. I can't remember.
Okay. No worries. Do you remember at least the facility or
Yes, it was
hospital?
Victor Valley Global Medical Center.
Victor Valley or
Global Medical
Victorville.
Center.
Valley Medical Center
Yeah.
in Victorville.
In Victorville, correct.
Okay. 1 second here. On 11th Street.
Yes, it was on 11th,
Okay.
off 11th.
Okay. And then do you happen to remember, did you, have treatments with the same person, same location? Or was it
Yes.
different? Yeah, okay.
Yes, it was the same person.
At the Victor
I'm trying to
Valley?
remember. Her name. You know what? Now I remember what her name was. It was Dr. Nada,
Nada.
Biswa.
Is that NADA?
It's NANDA, I believe, Nada. And then the last name, it was Biswa, or something like that.
With a B?
With a B, yes, correct.
Okay, let me see.
Biswas, or something like that.
Oh, Biswas?
I believe so.
Okay. So it did come up, and she's a hematology, oncology specialist. So it would make
sense.
Yeah, medical
oncology, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me adjust that real fast. One moment. And she was at the Victor Valley Global Medical Center?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Victor Valley Global Medical Center.
Okay. And then do you remember what year you had treatments roughly?
When the treatment was the year?
Mm-hmm.
It was in 2014.
2014. Did you have chemo, radiation, surgeries?
Yes, it was a chemo.
Chemo, okay.
It was chemo, radiation.
Oh, and radiation, okay.
Yeah, it was
and
a
then,
radiation.
Sorry. So they do want to know how the diagnosis impacted your life. Did you have like mental stressors, like, you know, like depression, anxiety, physical stress, family,
you know, like
financial?
At first it kind of didn't, but then it did affect me mentally, physically, and I was scared to be around anything
yeah.
that, like some type of chemical.
Yeah.
I mean, it has me thinking now, like all about all the things we eat and what we taste
yeah.
and what we use to wash ourselves with, and.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could get it from any of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So we got that. And then we're almost done here. What is your mailing address?
My mailing address is 12863 Boulder Creek Road, Victorville, California. 2
It did populate. Is it 92392?
Yes, 92392.
Okay. And then just to confirm the street number, it was 12863 Boulder Creek Road.
12863 Boulder Creek Road, correct.
Okay. Perfect. And then the emergency contact information. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with the case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
No.
Okay. No worries. And then, is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes, you may.
Okay, perfect. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. One moment.